Item number two, from the Director, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to carry over funds for Project WO150 Courthouse Fire.
Ms. Esch?
Thank you, Chairman, committee members. This carryover request is to carry over money that will be used in to pay 2014 expenses. That's part of the year-end process. So that money will be accrued to 14. We can then pay those first quarter 2014 expenses for the courthouse fire project. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Supervisor Stanford?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And how much is that?
The carryover is just double check. I'm sorry. I want to make sure I'm saying this correctly.
$2,675,000.
Thank
Two.
You.
Okay.
$2,000,000. Yep.
And how much are you requesting? Is that how much you're requesting?
For the carryover, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the total is $17 million for the whole project, right? That's
so
according
thus
to the
far.
Email from Mr. Tyler.
Correct.
Okay. So then this will suffice up to the 17, considering the first item and this item.
I believe it'll. Yes.
Okay.
It'll get us to all of our expenses that have been incurred thus far, and then through the first quarter of 2014.
Okay. All right. And this is the one that we had discussion over. Okay.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If we could just briefly cover what's changed from what we discussed the other day, because we're up over $4 million now from the $3.5 million we were talking about.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, if I may. Working with the comptroller's office on this new fund transfer request, and we scrubbed accounts, we found basically one line item or one project was mostly invoices through Universal Restoration Services. There were, as it turned out, some more costs that had been incurred in 2013 outside of that, which included Kelman Restoration. Kelman was also on the job. They're another restoration company. That invoice was also needing to be paid and separate from the universal invoices. We also found that there are three other items. One was Lakeside Oil. Those charges came in a different way. They provided the oil to the generators that had been sitting on 10th Street for the first, I think it was like 2 or 3 weeks, until we got what we call temporary power. We also have some facilities management personnel costs in there. We've been keeping track of those costs, and as we are in other areas that needed to be paid that were directly associated with fire restoration. And then you may recall that when we opened up the courthouse, we had, at that point, it was very hot, humid couple of days, no air conditioning, so Milwaukee County Transit System provided two buses for cooling. Those costs also needed to be paid that we found. And that's then what added up to an additional about $500,000. We did go on the 2014 side, refined those costs. They actually came down a little bit. We were working almost every day with the restoration company culling through invoices and costs and whatnot. Things are somewhat dynamic. We feel that we've got everything fairly covered for 2013 and the first quarter of 2014 at this point, though, after working with them the last several days.
Mr. Chairman, I see the execs here. Are we able to ask a question of the executive? I guess I wanted to hear directly from them, because in the days after the fire, I know one of the statements that was repeated was the fact that taxpayers would never be, we were fully covered and taxpayers will never be exposed. At least temporarily, it looks like taxpayers are exposed. And I understand that, and I'm willing to support this, but I guess I just want to hear from the executive that he believes that this is, still reasonable.
Sure.
And that it, I'd like to hear his statement, because it's I believe it's in contrast to the situation as we understood it in the days after the fire.
Thank you, Supervisor. Good morning, County Executive. Good
morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. I appreciate the opportunity to be down here. And first of all, I just say I appreciate your willingness to consider this transfer. I mean, I think you can start with the fact that since we've already received $13 million from a fund, the choice to use was this board. You made a good choice. The board fund, as we've said all the way through, has been great to deal with. They've done what they've said. You know, I think when the fire happened months ago, I don't know if anybody immediately knew that we'd run 8 miles of cable, clear out 2 million square feet, thousands of employees, and this county did a pretty great job of keeping services running. As I said at the time, you know, I had no reason not to trust the fund that this county has chosen for a long time, and nothing in the intervening, you know, months has changed my mind about this. They've written check after check after check. As I said, you know, I think we all hope, everybody hopes for the best outcome, but we have very little reason not to think it. At every time they've said they were going to write us a check, they have. They've given the assurance to, you know, I think you heard both the comptroller, corp counsel, Don, all say they've heard directly from the insurance fund. And again, this is the fund that we have chosen to work with for years, the fund that has given us millions and millions of dollars, that they are going to continue to do that. So, you know, until I see any other reason, you know, not to, I'm going to continue to trust them. And so far, that's worked out really well for us. But I appreciate, certainly, your willingness to consider this and make sure work continues and folks get paid.
I guess, do you not think that there's any difference between the situation now and where we were? I mean, do you acknowledge that there is some risk?
Well, to your question before, Supervisor, did I know that there was going to be a pause button at some point on the part of the fund? No, I didn't. But it seems to me that there was sort of little upside in, given their assurance that we would ultimately get paid, to start sort of publicly questioning a fund that's been pretty great for this county for a long time and pretty great in this and has given the assurance to us so far that they're going to continue to pay everything that we send them. I suppose, yeah, ideally we'd probably all agree it'd be neat if we didn't have to do this, but you know, the fund has written us $13 million in checks and has been covered an awful lot of other things over the years for the county, and we have a pretty good relationship. So, you know, if you guys are willing to accept this in a way that ultimately isn't going to affect taxpayers, is going to keep services running, you know, I think it's worth it for the sake of the relationship with an institution that's been very supportive so far.
And then last question. The other day I asked a question sort of about what all else is hanging out there, and specifically about staff time, you know, reimbursement for all the downtime and whatnot, and I don't know, it didn't sound like we were able to quantify that. What's sort of the timeline, or when? At what point are we going to present the fund with that bill? Because it seems to me we've expended those funds, and those are reimbursable now, so I'm curious as to why that wouldn't have been a priority that we would seek to recoup that immediately.
Julie?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman and committee members, that is a very good question, and there and the departments that were that have been working on this project have been keeping track, have been recording those by and large. And admittedly, it's, you know, there were other things, I guess I'd have to say, that took up our time and focus first, but we are focusing on that now. That's why the facilities piece is in here. But you are correct that's the next piece that we need to work on and have begun. Admittedly, yeah.
Thanks,
Chair. Can I just
add
one more?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, just one thought on that. You know, just to be clear, I just want to reiterate, I share that concern. I think most of the folks here will remember that the very first of, I don't know how many dozens of meetings we were having in that first couple of months, the very first one, when it wasn't even a day, it was just hours since the incident, I think the third thing on my priority list to the group was insurance settlement. Obviously public safety, obviously continuing services, but as we all know, it's crucially important to track everything. And if it takes longer sometimes for us to make sure we're getting every detail paid for, you know, this county has paid really good money over the years to have this policy, and I just want to make sure we get it. So I share your concern to make sure everything gets covered every dime.
Thank you, Supervisor. Anyone else? Just adopt. Supervisor Schmidt moves to adopt. I do have a question. Ms. Esch, maybe you can answer it, maybe you cannot. At the last session, at the last hearing, we had we were visited by, I believe, Mr. O'Brien from Universal Restoration Services, and I asked for an accounting as it related to labor costs. The labor costs were $55 an hour, and with that I understood, at least I thought, there would be overhead administrative costs. And then he told the committee that there were three or four entities involved with respect to that overhead, and as I said before, I want an accounting for the committee and for county board members. Is such an accounting available this morning?
Mr. Chair and committee members, afterwards when I talked with Universal, the breakdown that I received from them, which was really more verbal than written down, was in that rate is the labor burden, insurance costs, the overhead. They did not give me like a dollar, like what, so out of the $55 an hour, what that those individual items may roll up to be. That I did not receive.
Yeah. Well, I would appreciate if somehow that can be collected and transmitted to the county board before. Well, it won't be before that we vote on these items, possibly because a packet has to be created. So we may have to defer these items until later on in the meeting. But I would appreciate an accounting. So if you can contact, or Mr. Tyler could contact Mr. O'Brien, as I said, he mentioned three or four entities with respect to this overhead, and you just gave me categories of expenses and costs that were incurred, and I'd like to have all that. I'd like to have the entities, the breakdown, so that we, as county board members, have that information.
Okay.
I'd appreciate
Mr.
that.
Chairman.
Thank you, ma'am. Any other comment? Supervisor Coleman.
Thank you both for coming here today. I just had a couple of quick questions. What is our deductible on this policy?
I believe it's $75,000.
So then what we're being told is that the county and its taxpayers will pay $75,000 and the insurance company will pay the rest of the bill.
At to date, that's what we've been told. Yes.
So that's what we're doing. As Supervisor Lipscomb said, there's no more exposure than $75,000 for county taxpayers.
Mr. Chairman,
that's kind of what we've been told privately, but I was hoping someone would say that publicly so that everybody would know.
That's what we are expecting. Now, as we talked about.
It's what we're hoping for and all of us paying for. So, yes.
We're all hoping for that. We'd hope that they'd pay the deductible, too, but they probably aren't going to do that.
Yeah.
So we have no more exposure. That's what you're saying.
Hope not.
We hope not. I mean, that's
not.
Yes.
Okay.
Supervisor Stanford?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. But if we do, the insurance will cover it, correct?
So far they've covered everything. Right now, the point in the process that the insurance fund is at is literally scrubbing the invoices. And we have, so far, as they've gone through the invoices, we have not been told that they've flagged something that they won't pay.
All right.
Does that help? Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome, Supervisor Schmidt.
Well, yeah. Want to finish up?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I know you keep saying hope, but are we saying hope because we don't know if the insurance is going to pay for it? because we're just trying to make sure the insurance pays for it.
Sure, maybe just to settle kind of make what I think is sort of a semantics issue. Anytime anybody has insurance for anything, you know, we have a 99.99% whatever assumption that they're going to pay. I suppose the only reason we don't say absolute is, okay, I suppose there's some way they could come up with something, but I guess, you know, I mean, in the sense in which most people understand, do we think they're going to pay it? Large insurance company, going concern, has paid out countless claims for the county before, has given us millions of dollars for this, has told us they're going to, you know, you can decide now. Yeah.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We went around the block on this for quite a while before, and I think we all know there is a risk here, and that's why we took different measures than we originally were asked to do. We were asked to put $3,500,000, it was then, correct, everyone, in contingency. We had our comptroller say, I'm not releasing that money unless we get, you know, we have money that insurance proceeds are coming in. So we said, well, how can we get through this dilemma? Because we need to pay 2013. We needed to do that. There's no question, though. Those bills are in. No one wants the work to stop. So we had to carry some. So like we did with the park stuff, we made a decision to compromise. We're carrying over monies for 2014. We're not expending any of our 2014 money. And we're given time now. We're given 3 or 4 months that hopefully the origin of the fire maybe or may not be known. We heard that's coming up. I think maybe that's what the insurance company is waiting to see. So let's be honest about it. Okay. And we can look at the track record. We can look at the payments. This is very substantial without question. But, you know, the gentleman who was in, he's got some subcontractors. We said all these our document, these are expenses we owe to keep things going. So we decided as a body, I think it was unanimous, maybe one vote, that we need to go ahead. We can't stop this process. This is how we've come to this process. So we're carrying over funds. We're not taking out of contingency. It is less risk doing it this way because we're taking monies that we do have. We're carrying over from 2013. We're not using 2014 money. And hopefully we don't have to dip in contingencies because by March or April, following the track record of what's been paid by the insurance company, $13 million to date, they will pay. I guess if they don't, we'll come to that. We'll have to come to that bridge come March or whatever. But I think we're obligated to do what we're doing right now. We're carrying over. We're trying to work together. The monies are there. We don't want the work to stop. So this is where we're at today. So that's why I move adoption.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Jersey.
Well, you know, I mean, I quite frankly think we're beating a dead horse here. We're talking about risk, and quite frankly, we sat on risk for a long time under prior county executives, and I don't have to make any other comments than that. I actually wish we would stop talking about this so much because we have had insurance coverage. Look, you never have a guarantee that someone's not going to sue you, and you don't have a guarantee that someone is going to question invoices. But as far as we know, this insurance company has been a good partner. And if we're talking about risk, we were sitting on risk. We were sitting on risk before the fire because this has been put off for a long time with deferred maintenance, et cetera. And I actually think it's better for us to stop talking about this. So please call the question.
Move to adopt. The question has been
just
called.
Just a carryover.
The question has been called for item number 2. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisor Schmidt?
Aye.
Romo West?
Aye.
Jersic?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the supervisor.